A good news reflection for the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, overcoming jealousy and selfish ambition. In this Sunday's readings, we face wickedness, jealousy destroying what is good, selfishness causing harm to others, and pride squashing those who get in the way. The first scripture, taken from Wisdom chapter 2, verses 12 and 17 through 20, covers the evil doings of the outsiders who oppress the Israelite nation. In the gospel reading from Mark chapter 9, verses 30 through 37, Jesus predicts the evil doings of spiritual outsiders who are fighting against his ministry. The letter from James chapter 3, verse 16, and chapter 4, verse 3, addresses the worst wickedness of all, the battle within the church, Christians against Christians. Jealousy and selfishness are usually the root beneath every scandal in the church, every division on the parish staff, every discord among ministries, every disappointed volunteer who feels pushed out, every broken relationship in Christian families, and every attitude that chases weaker Catholics away from the faith. It's all wicked. To get at the root of any divisive problem, look for self-centered ambition. Honesty and objectively identify even the most subtle forms of it so that you can also identify God's antidote. When you see divisiveness in others, do you feel sour for them? If not, why not? The answer to that usually lies in our own self-centered pride. Jesus provided the cure for this. If anyone wishes to be first, which is a desire motivated by self-ambition, you must become the servant of all. Selfish ambition is sinful because it tries to grab success away from others. James pointed out that whatever we're ambitious for, if it's good, we can have it simply by asking God for it and working in collaboration with the Holy Spirit to achieve our goals. But not if we want it only to satisfy our personal selfish passions. God gives us what we pray for when it will benefit the parish community or the entire family or those we are called to serve in our ministries. When we desire something for the sake of how it will help others, rather than just for our own benefit, this desire is pure, peaceable, gentle, compliant, and full of mercy, and will produce good fruits. Here's some questions for you to meditate on. When have you suffered from the jealousies and selfish ambitions of others in the church? How did this affect your faith? Did it motivate you to avoid committing the same sin? Identify how jealousy and selfish ambition have been the underlying cause behind one problem you've witnessed or personally experienced in the church. How can these scandals be healed through pure heart, a peaceful response, gentleness, mercy, and good fruits that turn a tragedy into a triumph? This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with His abundant love.